Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Hey everybody, it's The Voice, and we are in Blake's love hole. It's been a while.
It's been a while!
Alright.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Our mandatory, it's been a while.
Yeah. Alright, well, before I bring everybody in and say who exactly is here, should mention, proudly sponsored by Distill Brewery, as always, they re-upped their sponsorship for another quarter, so...
Thank you, Distill.
At least through the end of the year, we are sponsored by Distill, and we'll see what 2017 brings. But I'm excited because they have some great releases coming up for the back end of the year, and we're going to get to taste
them. Yeah.
Can you say a dose of Badania?
It's my favorite time of the year. November, December, like time of the year. I swear, like, every brewery is releasing their, like, awesome stouts.
Yeah.
I'm in heaven.
It's stout season.
It's amazing.
Rabbit season.
Hashtag stout season.
Hashtag stout
season. Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Yeah. Hashtag sweater weather?
Sure.
Sweat.
Flannel.
Sweat.
Lanolin?
Sheepswool?
Sheepswool?
All right, well, we are here in Blake's love hole, so that means Beer Mansky's involved. It'd be kind of weird if we were drinking here without him. So,
I mean, you guys are welcome in my love hole.
Welcome back, Beer Mansky.
It's been a while.
Nah. Not that
while. What, a show?
Yeah.
I know, that's a while to me.
Okay.
It's been a show. Worse than anything.
No, actually, it's been two, but...
Been two shows.
It's okay. And Drunkle.
Hey!
Drunkle Andy, back in the house.
Yo, I'm shooting for the lead. I'm so close.
Yeah.
You and Brianna and Hippie just neck and neck.
You guys are the third chairs. And Blake has a special guest here. I'll let him introduce him, because it sounds like they go a way, way back.
From Pekin via L.A.,
that's a long commute.
Grew up with me in Pekin, but...
Dead sprint.
He dead sprint. He's very fast sprint. Now living in L.A., it's... His nickname, to be announced, it's Matt Murray.
Hey, guys.
Welcome, Matt. Welcome to Drunken Lullabies.
Welcome.
Thank you.
He's a loyal listener.
And that's good. We got a lot of drunken maniacs over on the West Coast.
We we have a listener in London. One of my friends from Pekin, but he's in London and he will be in town in about a month. And if things work out well, hopefully we can have him on the show.
Cool.
Trying to get him to bring some beer back. We'll see. I don't know how that works with customs.
That'd be awesome.
But it'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's custom to bring a beer.
Oh, it's custom.
Yes.
So if customs says anything, you're like, well, this is my custom.
This is my custom.
And then they just let you through.
Yes.
I see. I don't know much about customs. I don't travel internationally that much, so thank you.
Well, as always, the drinking game is in play. So anytime there is a profanity. Anytime there is an audible expulsion of gas. Anytime there is a pop culture reference. You take a drink. And the word of the day.
Please be penis. Penis.
I was just going to do IPA.
Yeah, it's probably
We've done penis.
IPA?
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I know. We can do IPA.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
We've done penis.
Wrote the book.
Sucked on that.
All right.
I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What?
So, it's been a couple weeks since we did it, but I think we may as well bring back a little spin the bottle, so let's hear that jingle.
Max is fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't drunk dial, no. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't drunk dial, no. Pound that beer. Bubble on back to the bar.
Okay, let's do this shit.
Me, Andy?
Oh.
Is it me, or...?
It's like when Harlan and I both had to chug. It's right right down the middle.
It's right on the nipple.
All
right.
So you guys are going to do some halvesies.
Because this is a...
Picked out a doozy for
the only thing
chug.
I had cold was a St. Arnold's out of Texas Divine Reserve.
It's a Russian...
Reserve number 15, I guess.
Russian Imperial Stout that clocks in at, what, 10%?
Yeah.
10.1?
Oh, God, it's pouring black as gold.
Motor oil. All right.
Let's make sure I only get... See, I don't want to dupe you, but I also
darkness
don't.
Is spreading.
Darkness, you evil motherfucker.
All right, now, darkness. I do think...
Oh, this looks...
This
I almost hate that I'm chugging this.
This round of spin the bottle, should we make a toast? This episode is in
this
honor.
This is dedicated to my my late cat, my fat cat. Mittens had to put her down today. It sucked, but she was pretty mad. Had one leg out the door already, so... We'll drink this.
Would you say that she had diabetes?
She had diabetes. I honestly think she could. The doctor, before I went to the vet multiple times, they were like, since your cat's obese, she could get diabetes. And I'm just like, this cat's like 11 or 12 right. or 13. I think she's like 13. I'm like, I'm not putting my cat on meds or whatever. No. Like, she'll live out her days.
Insulin.
And then she did. She lived them out. And they're now over, so.
Two mittens.
Here's two mittens.
Two mittens.
Oof.
May we have diabetes in heaven. How'd that go? How was that, guys?
It went down easy. It just...
Oh, I can smell it. On your...
Yeah. A little tobacco-y.
Your exhales.
My breathlessness.
Yeah.
A little tobacco-y, a little bit of smoke.
Yeah. It was good. Kind of.
I don't even need to taste it. I can just smell it.
That was good.
All right, well...
Get you fired up.
Fired up to drink some IPAs?
Beer gets me fired.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Well, this week's episode, we are enjoying some beers that were donated to the show by a loyal Drunkomaniac.
That's amazing.
Yes. So this is a shout out to Nate, a.k.a. Hambone.
Hambone.
Hambone hooked us up.
Hambone.
Hambone's the man.
With some fresh Trillium.
Hambone's the man.
I told him we'll have to have him on the show down the road. But I was like, dude, what do you want for these? He's like, just, they're on me.
It's like so cool. He also gave you a couple Driefonteinen beers, which like you cannot even get here. And if you find
and
them
they were
on the shelf,
years old.
You're lucky.
Nice.
And they're like really good age. Your goose.
Yes, we're going to, I believe, the creek we are going to be drinking on a future episode. And
Shit Creek.
So yeah, Shit Creek. So yeah, shout out to Hambone. Thank you very much. This episode is all thanks to you. And we'll do a little history on Trillium here. Mm. They opened in March of 2013.
That's crazy. They've only been open that long.
In Boston.
Because they're huge.
Boston, Mass.
Boston.
It's a small brewery. It has since developed into an exciting venue.
They recently expanded. I don't know if you get to that in there. I say, like, just very recently.
Collaboration and innovation.
Didn't know how up to date this.
Trillium is a New England farmhouse style brewery deeply rooted in the dynamic landscapes, abundant natural resources, and resilient population of the region. From their wild ales fermented with native New England mixed microbe culture, to their more hop-forward offerings, they aim to produce beer that is both approachable and engaging. The flagship location is in the Fort Point neighborhood of South Boston, and they opened a secondary facility in Canton in December of last year.
Canton, Illinois?
Yes, Canton, Illinois.
Wow.
No.
Wait, they opened all this because like, they just recently started canning. I don't know if that was a new facility or whatever.
They're like, canning in Canton.
Is that where it is? Okay.
Because one of the beers we drink... this one here, the Congress
Canton,
Street.
Canton, Illinois, right?
Canton,
it says...
Yeah.
Home of the Little Giants?
Little Guys.
September 8th.
What is Little Giants?
Straight out of Canton, it says, right on the bottom there.
Oh, I get it. Like straight out of Compton.
Straight out of Compton.
Oh, wow.
Crazy IPA named Trillium. Mm-hmm. All right.
Can you...
Can I what?
No audible...
Expulsion?
Expulsion of outsideness.
All right, well, take a little, pass it around. Make sure everybody gets
I gotta get my gram picture.
A good taste.
You didn't drink it.
All right.
I don't think that's true.
So we're starting.
It's true. It's proven. Science. Oh, idiot.
Science!
Blind you with it.
So this is the Congress Street, and this is their flagship American IPA that highlights the distinctively aromatic Australian Galaxy hop.
Mmm.
And the nose bursts with pine, citrus, and melon, and pineapple. Pronounced flavors of peach, clementine, and tropical fruits are accentuated with moderate bitterness and balanced by a light biscuity malt character.
Did you say clementine? Because I love an IPA with clementine.
That is. That is like sniffing an orange.
If you're going to bring some of your navels, you know, like...
7.2%.
I want a clementine.
I want a navel ship.
It smells rude.
This beer is made with navel ships?
It's nice and hazy.
Not too purpley, though.
No.
It's juicy.
Yeah.
I got those. What are those things
called? You got
the chunks?
The there's something that Phil taught me.
We'll just call them the Filthy Phils.
When it comes out, it looks like poop turds.
Yeah.
Now, I'll be honest.
Like fish poop.
Hambone gave me two of these, and I enjoyed one with Freckles the other night.
Very nice.
Just to get a little pre-taste. So I took a smaller pour here.
What a dick. Smaller pour, my ass.
That is good.
This is like only the second Trillium I've had. The first one was here.
You only had one over here?
At Blake's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forget what all...
That was your cookout that we...
I forget what all I had. It was... I had three of them, though. I remember I had those three and three Hill Farmstead IPAs in the same day.
I did have a couple of the Hill Farmstead. Drunkle, you were drunkling, as always.
No. Yes.
Let's see. What
Drunkle's got a drunkle.
Drunkle's in a drunkle?
Yeah, I got
drunkle. I had the Vicinity Double IPA.
The Vasectomy?
Yes. The Galaxy Dry Hopped 4-Point. And there was one other. I forget, though. Apparently, I didn't gram it because I remember that day I was pretty drunk.
Yes. That was fun night.
That was a good day. We had a lot of good beer.
Mm-hmm. I tried making a fire.
And my daughter, the kiddo, she went and got some craft soda so she could participate and had a really bad chocolate one. That
disgusting.
Nobody wanted.
It was
wanted.
Pretty intense.
Yeah. It was a drain pour in craft soda.
It was terrible. Shut up, Matt. Stop talking so much.
Just enjoy.
Sorry, guys.
Beer.
I bring him in from LA and he doesn't shut up.
Now, do you enjoy a lot of good California West Coast IPAs over there?
Not like
not really. I'm not a connoisseur, but this is one of the best IPAs I've ever had in my life.
That's what happens when you come to
drink a lot of Stone. You've been to Stone Brewing.
I was at one of their...
or like one of their side...
Yeah, side places.
But still right pretty cool, right?
Echo Park. It was awesome, yeah.
And they had like a ton of... You sent me a picture. They had like 20 drafts of all good stuff.
Yeah, I was only there for a couple drinks, but it was amazing.
Still cool. It looked pretty sweet. Because they have... Do they have like... I know they have like a main brewery, but they have...
Yeah.
More than a few locations. There are like two or three.
Escondido?
Yeah, they do.
Or Escondido?
Escondido.
Something like that. Oh, yeah, what's the, Ecuador. Is it Placentia? Is that where the brewery is? Placenta. How do you say that?
I used to live right by there when I went
to
grade school. Placentia.
Placentia?
I think it's Placentia.
Like
Placentia.
Like placenta with a chin.
Like, yeah.
I said,
Placentia.
Placentia was up, give me a beer.
Yeah.
Boom!
That's John Foxworthy.
Yeah.
Not really. It was kind
of,
though.
Have you seen his new stand-up with Larry the Cable Guy on Netflix? Me either. All I know is I got on Netflix and I was like, here's what's new. There was, right next to each other, there was, like, Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy, and there was Louis C.K. Louis C.K. one was, like, 4 or 5 stars out of 5.
Yeah,
the Jeff Foxworthy one and Larry the Cable Guy was, like, struggling to get that 1 star.
I saw
the
one
star have, like, bibs on
Luke Cage is coming out soon. That's what I saw at the top
from
of
Mortal Kombat?
No.
Oh my gosh!
Luke Cage, Power Man, and Iron Fist.
No! Dick Punch.
No.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat.
Dick Punch.
Yeah. He punches you on the dick.
No.
Yeah, Luke Cage.
No. And then if you block it, then you cock block.
Yeah,
cock block.
Yeah. See, right? He knows.
Across the screen, cock block.
I don't know why we know all this and he doesn't know.
Liu Kang wins. Flawless victory.
So yeah, the Trillium. Yeah, there you go.
Was that Testy? Is that what he said?
Toasty.
Oh, I always thought he said testies.
I used to think he said whoopsie, and then I realized it was toasty.
Toasty, they'll pop out of the side of the screen.
Toasty.
Toast pops out.
Toast.
Like powdered toast man.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yep.
Powdered toast man.
We never get off topic here.
No.
Not that there really is a topic. Well, it's beer. Hey. This beer is phenomenal.
I'm swirling what's left of mine around and sticking my nose in there and
it's
just
juicy,
enjoying
tastes,
the danky,
it's
piney.
Like when you drink this beer, it's juice. Almost like, here's somebody put an IPA, but then there's like this subtle, like you're almost drinking orange juice with the IPA.
Yeah, have you ever had like a grapefruit and you like squeeze it into a juice or into a glass? The juice into a glass?
Grapefruit?
Yeah.
I'm not a big grapefruit guy. I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
Son of
a
bitch.
Can we still be friends?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was worried.
No, don't be worried.
But I mean, I shouldn't be after I saw your profile picture. That was me and you.
It was just you for a while.
Well, we posted that picture on the Drunk
Along. Yeah, I saw that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. So. Yeah. That was my profile picture for a
while. Yes. For those who don't know,
and my brothers,
go to our Facebook page. Look it up. It is
4 feet or 3 feet.
It's Beermansky posing with a cat, and it says, slaying.
Yeah.
One pussy at a time.
It's my cat, though.
Yes.
Kit.
Not the one I just put down, because I don't want you to think I like morbidly whipped out the joke.
That would have been a nice trick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Someone's like, man.
Going out in style.
Like, I thought it was like a sex joke, but he really killed the cat. Like, the guy's an asshole.
He fucked it to death.
On that note, you guys ready for a new beer?
That's how she wanted to go.
All right.
She meowed it to me.
We're gonna jump to the Citra Cutting Tiles, which is a double IPA with raw wildflower honey.
Cutting Tiles.
Comes in at 8.5%. The bottom of the can says that this was canned on the 14th. So
it's a fresh.
Yeah,
it's
pretty fresh.
Very fresh IPA. You drink it, twist it, tastes like a juice.
And it says, "How the heck are you?" on the bottom. And
vanilla fizz.
You eat it with a spicy meatball and moi.
Cutting Tiles is an exploratory series of double IPAs featuring a range of aromatic single hop varietals brewed with raw wildflower honey. This new version is dosed with 100% Citra in all kettle, whirlpool, and two massive dry hop additions.
What?
The local wildflower honey keeps the body light and drinkable, but provides an earthy backbone. Floral and zesty up front, backed up with a nuanced citrus character on the nose that continues straight through in the flavor profile. Pillowy soft mouthfeel with a restrained bitterness on the finish. New variants to follow.
Boom.
You say this IPA is exploratory? Like me in college? You know what I'm saying?
Were you a trisexual?
I'll try anything.
Yeah. Get a little of that in
there. What was I going to say? I don't remember. I feel like, who has the time to write that much about a beer?
Beer writers?
Jeremy at Distill?
I mean, if that's your job, right? That's what you do.
I guess so.
That'd be fancy.
I'd just want
to
drink.
Drunk, or you have to wait till Blake takes his photo before you get to drink any.
Yeah, fuck you. Oh, no. Did I get it? Did I get the finger?
I'm too quick.
Yeah. Dang it.
Too quick on the draw.
There you are, sir.
So are you guys feeling that beer that you had to chug earlier?
No.
Not really, luckily, because I ate about...
Well, it's only 5% because you each drank half.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how that works.
And I ate 2 pounds of Vietnamese food before this started, so...
Oh, Vietnamese. That sounds like a bad idea.
Oh, no, Vietnamese is so good.
You gotta watch out for Charlie.
Oh,
so good. So good. Oh, my God.
There's a Vietnamese restaurant around here?
It's up by One World. It's called Than Lin.
Oh, okay.
It's in Peoria, and if you haven't eaten there, it's way better than anything you've had. Like, it blows Chinese food out of the water.
Yeah.
It blows Chinese food?
Yes. That's what I said. Mm. No, in the water.
In the water. Underwater. Yeah, underwater blows.
Underwater blows Chinese food. They couldn't have said that any clearer, you guys.
And the rice paddy fields.
Bamboo reeds?
Yeah, the bamboo reeds. Nice. Like a snorkel.
Like a snork? Come on, swim with those snorks.
The underwater Smurfs, the cheap ripoff.
Wow, that's very smooth. It's,
I like Citra, you know me.
It's good. I don't know if I'm getting... Maybe a little sweetness from the honey. It's a little maltier tasting than the last one. Probably it's a double, so it's a little stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I like the kind of sweet more. This is still very good, but it kind of gets to that...
The bitterness that is restrained.
It's got a little more maltiness, a little more pininess than the juiciness.
It does.
This one is... It's still good, but...
well, I think...
The Connor Street was much better to me.
With it being just, you know, all Citra, dry hop, that doesn't surprise me. You're going to get that piney...
I love Citra, stinky. Though.
Damn pines.
Shouldn't was Citra taste citrusy?
Old man Peabody?
Not always. Not always.
Silence.
I'm thinking. Yeah, I like it. It's a good, I like IPAs though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It's still good. Don't get me wrong. Like I
like the juice.
I would butt chug this all day. Don't get me wrong. Would you, Matt?
That'd be hard to butt chug.
No.
Yeah. I'll just
reach out. Yeah, see, I knew.
You're
right. You're right. You can't resist a butt chug. I knew he was lying. Just a liar.
Well, I didn't get into the topic of butt chugging with these guys, but our band of the week.
You should have.
I don't know. We don't.
If I speak to anyone for the first time, the first thing I ask them is, "Do you enjoy butt chugging?"
Yeah.
Like at work when I meet a new supplier.
Well, what's nice is they do enjoy craft beer, which you will hear later.
That's good.
But our band of the week is Paper Route, and they're on Kemosabe Records, which is an offshoot of Sony, actually. So they're kind of on a major label.
What was it? Sony?
Sony.
Sony Records.
Yeah.
S-U-N-Y.
Yeah.
Sony. Yeah.
I've never heard of them. Sorry.
But
I think they're in Asia.
They're out of Nashville.
Asia.
Okay.
And they just had a brand new album come out. And two of the guys, they're big beer fans.
Well, I like beer fans.
Yeah. So I had a phone conversation and interview with them yesterday. And we are going to play some of that now. And it will lead right into the first track that we're going to play from Paper Route, which is called Chariots. So enjoy a little bit of my conversation with Paper Route here on Drunken Lullabies. Hey, everybody. It's The Voice. And I have some special guests on the air with us this week. I'm talking about none other than Chad and Nick from Paper Route. Welcome to Drunken Lullabies, guys.
Yeah, what's up? How's it going?
It's going great. I've been playing your guys' new album, Real Emotion, which was released on, is it Kemosabe Records?
Yes, Kemosabe and Sony.
Okay, and that came out on September 23rd, which, as of this recording, was last Friday. And I've been playing it a bunch. It's a great album, an continuing evolution of your guys' sound. And I was reading a little bit about it, and it's kind of a cool story on what you guys did to record it. And can you tell us a little bit about where you guys recorded it?
Yeah, we ended up renting a cabin in the hills of Tennessee, probably an hour outside of Nashville, that we found. And we moved our whole studio to this isolated spot, and we just set up our studio there and had three different stations, one for each of us, and we would just work by ourselves and then get together and throw ideas at each other. So we were like pretty isolated. I think the Wi-Fi was really bad there too, so we were like really shut off from the rest of the real world at the time.
Well, yeah, then you don't have the outside distractions. You guys can focus on your craft and what you're trying to accomplish with this album.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep. Yeah, we set up three different stations. One where that was kind of the main control room that was in the bedroom that Chad was staying in. Actually, Chad had converted the bedroom into the studio and then moved his bed into the closet.
Oh, fun.
And
yep.
It was like a water
spider living there.
Yeah, there's some spiders. And then we set up downstairs. JT had set up his rig so he could go down there and kind of work and do like different beats and different vocal things. And then I'd set up like in the dining room, like a guitar little world where I had an amp up on a table with those mics up and my rig running. So we could kind of just like talk over some stuff, split up, try different ideas, and then come together and work in the main room.
Awesome. And correct me if I'm wrong, Chad, didn't you guys do this with your second album as well at a different location?
Well, I guess, yeah, every time we make a record, we find ourselves wanting to go to a non-traditional place to record, trying to get away from like a studio kind of thing where the clock is ticking and you're paying by the day or by the hour, and a place that is free from like distractions, because Nashville's a small town. We have a lot of friends here. And so for our second record, we went to a place called Joy Mansion, which was like this big old plantation house from the 1850s that we found and set up shop there and did the same thing. And the first album we did in my house where I was living, between my bedroom and our living room.
Oh, okay.
And we did all the vocals and guitars in the bathroom. So, yeah, we like to work in not normal spaces, which I guess these days that's more and more common.
Right.
Because everyone can record their on a laptop at their house. But at the time, we thought we were like doing something cool and new.
Well, one of the songs we're going to play here on the show is, I believe, the current single, and it's called Chariots, and it's been getting a lot of attention. You guys have a video on YouTube that we'll put up on our Drunken Lullabies Facebook page for people to check out as well. But can you tell me a little bit about that track?
Yeah, Nick, do you want to go? Oh, yeah, I was actually going to say, do you want to talk about the early track? But no, it's totally fine. So basically, it all kind of began. I'll try to run through these points as quick as possible. So we were in New Zealand. We were passing through Fiji, and there was this brand of water called Golden Pash. And Chad was like, heard a song in his head just from seeing that name of water for some reason. Started this demo and wanted to do this vibe that was very like strolling through the streets of London on a foggy night kind of thing. And sort of had like a little bit of a dark, dangerous energy, but at the same time had this ethereal kind of thing that we like to do with pretty much every song. It's just adding the enough ether to it to really like, you know, get to the top end or whatever. So he had kind of started this track and it lived for a while that way. And throughout the making of the album, there were probably about 100 songs that were sent within the band of, just this could be a song, this is a mood, this is an idea. And that was an early one, but it actually stayed all the way through the end. And it took a while to nail down exactly what the melody should be, but once there was a really great melody happening, there was this, it was like a pretty simple hook, and it felt like it was a song. And JT had this idea of having this really strong visual element to the name of it. And he wanted to look for a word that was not something you would just find, you know, without really taking that time to search for it. And came up with this metaphor involving chariots and like, and what way a chariot could be a metaphor for love. And we all thought that was just like absolutely amazing and, wanted to move on that. And then from there, it took a little while because it was feeling like it needed more edge. And that's when we kind of started to explore, like, what if it, on an instrumental level, could survive on its own without a vocal track?
Mm-hmm.
And so then I started bringing some guitar elements to it. And just one day, just kind of went and found sort of a, you know, one of our heroes making the album was the band Blur. And their guitarist, Graham Coxon, has a very rhythmic, stylish kind of Stratocaster vibe. It just has this like 70s but loose enough to not be like as restrained as the 70s. And so I was trying to look for a rhythm part and then some kind of a lead that just really felt off balance and really felt like, you know, like almost as if you were actually riding in a chariot race. And so I showed the guys both of the guitar parts and they were like, I think both of them have to be in the song. I definitely thought I was going to have a single guitar moment. And instead, there ended up being like three guitar moments. And so that really set the song on a different course. And when we went back to approaching the melody, we were a little bit nervous. But as soon as we kind of unmuted what was there melodically, it all just seemed to work together really nicely. And then basically the last phase of the story is we felt like that was by far the least single potential song on the album, but we were happy with that because every great album that we love has a deep cut non-single track that just has like so much specialness to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we for sure were like, that's the song. Like, and then it couldn't have surprised us more that the label was like, well, one of the top contenders for a single is definitely Chariot. Like,
yeah. You mentioned ethereal and I got to say JT's vocals on that track. That's a good adjective for that. That really kind of showcases his range vocally for sure.
Yeah. JT, I can't figure out if JT or Nick is the MVP of this album because they both had like such insane growth spurts on this album, I think. And maybe I'm the MVP for getting out of the way. I'm not really sure. but JT, I think we just wanted to push it as far as we could. And
he had started doing like this crazy falsetto in some of the other songs from that time at the North House, and it just seemed like that was like a natural place for him to go at the pinnacle of the song, you know. And I also think he sings lower than he's ever sung before in this song too, in the breakdown bridge of Chariots, it's like super low, like almost like talking, you know. I remember thinking that was super awkward at the time. I was like, oh, I hate this, it's making me cringe, you know. But now I'm like, man, I'm so glad that we stuck to our guns and like really used up the full bandwidth of like what that song could be, you know, and like turn over every single stone to see what that song could become. So yeah, we're really proud of that song and the fact that people wanted to use it. It's a new single and it's on the radio. It's kind of mind-blowing to me, but it's definitely been an encouraging situation for us to be in.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think since we've heard the story, we might as well hear the song. So, all right, Drunkomaniacs, enjoy. This is Paper Out with Chariots. We'll be right back. was Paper Out and Chariots, and that was that was Beer Mansky. Was that Beer Mansky?
That was Beer Mansky. Yeah, okay. Beer Mansky.
I don't know if that was audible, but hopefully it was.
It was.
I saved it for the listeners. Sometimes when you hold it like that, you don't get as much propulsion on it.
Hey, what did you tell me upstairs after you farted?
That'll itch when it dries.
Yeah. That's fun. All right. Well, we're going to drink another beer, and the name of the beer just sounds like something Blake's going to do later. It's called Melcher Street. What exactly would a Melcher be, you think?
Melching is similar to felching.
Felching, that's kind of where I thought.
Yeah, it's similar.
But it's
except,
melted.
No, the guy has to be over 300 pounds.
Okay.
Like
that's
Brenda
when it becomes
Felcher?
Melching.
Freda Felcher.
Freda Felcher, yeah.
Freda Felcher. Yeah. All right, well, this is the double dry hopped Melcher Street IPA, 7.2%, and this spotlights the Mosaic hop. It's hazy, pale orange in appearance, and
like
emits
mosaic.
Aromatic
mm-hmm.
qualities of
nothing
grapefruit,
like
so juicy.
Mild earthy pine, and mango on the nose, dank flavors of pine and green hop.
Dank!
Along with
jam, son, where'd you find this?
Oh, geez, juicy notes of tropical fruit and melon. And peach are accentuated with crisp malt character, mild bitterness, and a soft, effervescent mouthfeel.
I think during when he's reading those, I should start doing that. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if anyone has ever listened to like rap
every
mixtapes.
Damn night.
There's like rap mixtapes that you listen
no,
to. Them.
You don't remember the episode?
No,
where
yeah,
you guys
I know.
Played it like
he might
nonstop.
Not. Yeah, and but there's like one. I don't know if it's just one guy, but every. You know, damn, son, where'd you find this?
Yeah, that episode.
Signs point to yes, canned August 31st.
I almost had to pull over because I was listening in my car and I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, that was you and Phil, I believe, that kept playing that.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was a good one. Like, wasn't Hippie yelling and he wasn't even supposed to be on the episode? And
oh,
got
I'm
fired
sure.
Up.
I'm sure that sounds accurate.
That doesn't count as one of his.
All right, well, I'm. Sticking my nose deep in. Oh, car driving by.
Mm. See, you get all the other facts here. We're recording.
We're in the
love
hole.
Cars fit in
it's
my love hole.
It's big enough to fit a
it's,
truck.
It's raw. Cavernous.
It's raw.
It is raw.
Well, too much melching. Probably.
That'll do it.
That'll do.
A lot of melchers in
that'll
here.
That'll do, pig.
Yeah. That'll fit well.
This is good. I like this more than the last one.
It smells super juicy.
So. Melcher over cutting tiles?
I think so. Well, I don't know.
They're all good.
I don't know.
If
the
I just
first
pick...
one's still my favorite. Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
Bob.
Oh, no.
Bob looking
it's
here.
Bob.
He is. Bob's
Bobcat.
Here. Oh, man.
Bobcat's like beer.
What's he gonna do? I don't know. Oh, shit. This cat's on a mission. He's gonna try and unplug the cord. I got him. Sorry, listeners.
As you shout in their ears.
Sorry, listeners!
Alright, Bob. Bob's having a rough night.
See? Yeah. Rough night. Just rough. Rough night. I realize what he wants. He heard the window open and he just wants to look out the window.
Oh, gotcha.
I thought maybe he was upset that the other cat died, but he's just an asshole and wants to look out the window. So.
Yeah.
Asshole cat.
Does he have bloody farts?
No, no. Ooh, blood farts.
Blood
actually,
farts.
Mittens joined blood farts today. In heaven.
Nice. Yeah.
In cat heaven.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. I think it's on somewhere between Mansfield, Ohio and
Canton.
And Canton.
Illinois.
Okay. Yeah. Somewhere
yeah.
between there. I forget where though.
The hop, skip, and a jump.
Miss you, yeah. Blood farts.
Old blood farts.
Old blood farts.
Would you know my name? Oh, here comes the cat again. Persistent asshole. Mm-hmm.
Well,
sorry, we're off the beer. Let's
again,
get back to the beer here.
Again,
I just
I like it.
Any of these is a winner. Like if I'm
no,
just hanging out
sure.
at the house and I
oh,
pull
yeah.
one of these, drinking them all in a row, you're definitely gonna have a favorite or whatever. But I could drink any of these all night long.
Yeah,
Lionel Richie style.
All night, we'd be dancing on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
You get that feeling?
We were at a local bar one time. Doesn't matter anyone listening, but for you, it's Goodfellas. And who's the band that everybody likes?
Bubblegum Jack.
No.
Backstreet.
No, fuck. Kate, or what is it?
Step Down?
No, it's just some local band. They play covers.
Step Down and Shut the Fuck Up. Dude, I said that on the radio.
Is it two guys?
Oh, shit. This is going to annoy me now. But anyway.
Bob and Dave.
Shake.
No, you know them. You probably go to see them a lot. There's some guys that are about 40 or 35.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, you're old. But anyway, There was it got silent for a second between songs, and I was like, play some Lionel Richie!
Jam Sandwich.
How did you remember that?
Boom.
And,
you told me that story.
And the guy was like, somebody just asked for us to play some Lionel Richie, and I was like, fuck yeah!
No, bro.
And he's like, that's the first time anyone's ever requested Lionel Richie. And then he played, All Night Long. The whole night we were there, there were never more people on the dance floor than when he played Lionel Richie. Because I was like, because everybody loves Lionel Richie. Older people came out, everybody was like, fuck yeah. They're playing Lionel Richie. Who doesn't love that song?
They have congos in that band.
I know what's up.
Congo drums.
It's a good keyboard.
It's a good tune.
They got it all.
They did a pretty good job. I was impressed, like, for them never really playing
it. They're a good cover band.
He pulled up the lyrics on his phone, because I guess he didn't know them, but I didn't care. I was like, this is
pretty
sweet.
They did a lot of shit,
yep. So, yeah, Jam with two M's.
Yep.
And Sandwich
with two M's.
Right. You can jam tomorrow.
Jam yesterday.
Yesterday.
But you can never jam sandwich today.
All
right. Well, I'm going to give another big thank you to Hambone for these beers.
Hambone!
Does he, perchance, drive a van?
Vambone?
Yeah, with his teeth.
That's cool.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
This is
awesome.
And he's like the college frat dude. He's like, Hambone!
Oh! Woo!
It's cool. We like fell out of the window, and he's like, "It's cool." He drives a van now. Drives a van with his teeth. It's cool. He's doing good.
I will be watching that if I can find it.
It's great.
I do believe our mutual friends, my old neighbors, the McCreary's. They call their little daughter Ham.
They do
Hambone.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
so
this is a good IPA.
Yes,
I feel like we haven't said IPA much. These have all been very good IPAs.
IPA.
Yeah,
that doesn't count.
We had the
IPA,
the dry double dry hopped, and the Citra double IPA, and then just the Congress Street was just a standard IPA. And since these are the only three Trillium IPAs that we're featuring, I say we should kind of already make our picks. People already have kind of heard us. I go Congress, Melcher, Tiles for me.
Oh, pit. I thought you were saying we're doing dick picks.
No, not dick picks.
Dick picks.
I'm with you. Congress, Melcher, Tiles.
Okay. Matt?
I think I'm going to do Congress, Tiles, Melcher.
Okay.
Shit.
Changing it up.
Drunkle.
Oh, shit. Is he going to fuck everything up?
I'm going to go...
Oh, no, is he?
St. Arnold. No, I'm kidding.
You son of a bitch.
I like the Melcher. I liked it. It was juicy.
Ooh.
Just like that.
Just like the Fods. I like the juicy. I'm going to go Melcher Congress. Cutting Tiles.
He had to screw it up.
I know.
Way to go. You let Hambone down.
Hambone? No, Hambone's good. He's really? A good kid. I don't know who he is, but...
He's a loyal drunken maniac that wants to hear us drink good beer. So, I'm all about it.
I like him.
Speaking of drunken maniacs, you guys need to hop on our Facebook page. We have pre-orders going for our drunken maniac t-shirts right now. We're doing pre-orders for a couple more weeks.
Yep.
We're wanting to have the shirts done by the end of October.
Should they dry hop?
If one of your friends sees you in that t-shirt, they're going to be like, damn, son, where'd you find that?
And you tell them...
I wear it every damn night.
Drunken Lulz. Every damn night.
They're the Hulk Hogan style Drunken Maniac t-shirts. It says Drunken Lullabies Podcast on there. We're selling them for $15. $17 if you need a double XL or bigger. We will ship them. It's an extra $3.99 for shipping. But if you're local or you know us... And you don't want to use PayPal.
We got the hookup.
Yeah, just anybody, just DM us on Facebook. Send us an email on drunkenlullabiespodcast@yahoo.com. But we want to get these shirts in your hands. They're nice quality shirts designed by former guest, Gorgeous George.
Very nice, Gorgeous George.
And he's gorgeous.
I've seen him.
He's helping us out with
foamy cereal beer.
With making the shirts. So we're keeping it all in the DL family.
That's good.
You know.
The down low family.
Exactly. And
Dick Lovin'.
Dick Lovin family.
Thank you.
It's a good family.
And speaking of Dick Lovin families, why don't we hear a little bit from the Low Blow podcast
on the
FCF Network. Done.
Are you sick of spoiled white people and Donald Trump bringing you the news you could care less about?
Are you sick of trolling the interwebs for penis-related news only to end up flaccid?
Do you lust for Florida only the way a mother lover can?
Then look no further than Fakakta Comedy Funhouse's Low Blow Podcast with Adam Z and Dave Rowan.
Streaming live every week at lowblowpodcast.net and available for download Thursdays at fcfnetwork.com.
Appropriately inappropriate. Oh!
Wait, are we back?
And we're back.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry. Yeah. And Loudmouth Matt brought a
Loudmouth Matt brought
good
work.
Brought a beer for us.
Brought a beer. Matt,
I got a Grammar, I didn't drink.
Excuse me.
What was it what'd you bring for us, Matt?
The Double Bastard in the Rye.
And who makes that?
That would be 2015.
2015. No, that's
you know Matt. The 2015.
Matt,
brewery.
You brought the beer, and it's one of the only breweries you've been to out there, and you didn't even. I thought you brought it because you went to Stone.
Yeah, I did. I did go to Stone.
Yeah, so, there you go.
I went to 2015 once.
He's not as big a.
It's a good year.
I was good. I was there like.
It was a good year for the roses.
It was
good year for the roses. That's my tagline.
You're not worthy. It's what the cork says.
Corky.
Oh, it does. Yeah, you're not worthy to drink the bastard.
Cork it.
Maybe I will.
Put that in your pipe.
It's always hard to tell how much is left in those bottles.
Yeah, because it goes up. It goes up.
Yeah, well, and they're very heavy. Is that all that was left for you?
I like the finger at the bottom.
Do you need some more?
No, I'm good.
I mean, is it empty or is it not empty? I mean, I'm not saying you have to chug. I just...
Yeah, I'm good.
Get you some, Andy. Get you some. It was pretty much empty. Wow. See how heavy that bottle still feels, though?
It's very heavy. Yeah.
And this,
it's a heavy B.
It's Double Bastard in the Rye. It's aged in Templeton Rye Whiskey Barrels. 12.7%. 2015.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's going to be hoppier than
As Loudmouth said. And it is much like the lastative mother of a beer that is Double Bastard Ale. Rye whiskey is not for everyone. Most are not emotionally or otherwise equipped to appreciate its
unbridled
intensity.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
So to sequester Double Bastard Ale in rye whiskey barrels is to conceive an experience that no doubt will be treasured by only a select few. It takes a special breed of exceptional depth to thrive under such demanding conditions and emerge with such stunning vibrancy.
Vibrancy.
It tastes like Gwen Stefani.
That is, it does.
That's no doubt.
Oh, boosh!
Namely,
high five,
Double Bastard Ale. Something this sublime. That's what he got.
40 ounce of freedom
should never be squandered. However,
this is way better than I expected.
Those plagued,
I didn't even remember it being this good.
By even a smidge of self doubt, should look elsewhere. This rare treasure,
is it caramelly,
is strictly for those possessing the capacity to appreciate what many
thank you, Matt,
will shun, just like I
cheers
do.
Cheers to you. This is good. This is, last time I remember, I don't know, maybe it wasn't this one, though. It might have been one of the others that are aged, because sometimes their beers are, like, super hoppy, and I felt like it kind of went against the barrel.
It's not.
But I feel like the hops have kind of way mellowed out, and, because I like Double Bastard a lot, and, but, like, not in a bad way, there's still enough flavor
Double
there.
Double Bastard's good.
And you get the barrel.
You really get the Templeton Rye in there.
Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, what kind of barrel is this? And then I was like... Templeton Rye.
Wait, and most don't know,
Templeton.
Named after the rat in Charlotte's Web,
sure.
Written by E.B. White, of course.
Wait, E.B. That's not really...
Yes.
Really?
Yes. So, and another...
Templeton Rye was around after Charlotte's Web. Mm-hmm. Was around,
another
like,
very, very unknown E.B. White?
Extremely bulbous...
Easter Bunny.
Oh, okay.
White.
Yeah,
White Easter Bunny.
That's why he went by E.B., because like, your name's Easter Bunny?
Right.
And he was like, fine, you know, I'm
you
E.B.
Know I'm just going to go E.B., I'm going to tuck my hair, my ears, and my hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I'm going to do it.
No hair,
don't play
hair.
The drums, and I'm going to hang out, and I'm going to sound like Russell Brand, and it's going to be fine, alright? And then he wrote a book.
Hop? Is that what you're talking about?
Hops.
Yeah.
Hops.
Those are
full
found
circle.
In IPAs.
Full Circle.
Wow.
Full Circle. That's a good Pennywise album. Look it up,
Pennywise.
For your old school punk fans. So, yeah, it's this Double Bastard in the Rye. I'll be honest. It's not my cup of tea. I'm one of those people they're not talking about. But that's because I'm not a whiskey guy. I typically don't really seek out bourbon barrel-aged stuff.
Fuck you.
And that's why I took the smaller pour.
I like it.
I figured.
No.
I mean, you're a backwoods bastard.
I am a backwoods bastard. So, I also like the beer.
Yeah.
Backwoods bastard.
Prove it. Prove it by butt-chugging one right now from under my bar. I will
your bastard right now.
Whoa. Well, I believe you. I'm sorry. I don't need to get so aggressive.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, I do, and you don't want to know. Because if you find out, it's scary.
Matt, how long have you been holding on to this?
2015.
Okay.
For a while.
Yeah.
Been a while.
Yeah.
I think he probably bought it and just left it at his parents' house and forgot it was there.
Yeah.
Oh, God! Ooh, that was not...
Razor blades?
That was weak.
It's like a mouse.
Well, it was a turd honking for the right-of-ways. That was... You know, I thought there was going to be more, and it was like, nope. You mean, you know what fart stands for, right?
No.
Forced air round turd.
That's like a Gary Buseyism. He always does those acronyms.
Those are so good.
All right. Well, speaking of other things that are so good, let's hear a little more from Paper Route.
So good. Yeah. So
they're
good.
So we're going to cut to another part of our interview that I did with them, and we're also going to hear another song called Laugh About It, which... Yeah. Anyway, you'll hear.
Oh, jeez.
Here.
Classic.
On Drunken Lullabies. All right, another song that is... this was, I think, the first song I heard off of the new record, because it was released as a single... is Laugh About It, which you guys have a video, which is shows, you know, a bit of a sense of humor, for sure. I like your guys' goofy facial expressions while you're playing the guitar and bass back there. But tell us a little bit about Laugh About It.
Well, as far as the video goes, you know, I think we had always taken ourselves a little bit too seriously. Coming up, and I think just being our third time around, kind of, we're willing to do a little bit more sarcasm and tongue-in-cheek, and so when we got that video treatment, we thought, you know, let's just have fun with it, see what happens. But as far as the song itself, we ended up writing the crux of that in L.A., actually. We just, like, did a last-minute trip out there to see if there's any more song ideas we could squeeze in. And we went out to L.A. and came up with that whole thing within, like, basically an hour or two. And proceeded to come back to Nashville and try, I believe, 7 different ways to reinterpret that song.
Oh, okay.
Because we felt like we needed some sort of twist. It was too, like, up the middle, too obvious or something. So we tried to ruin it, and we ruined it many times. And then, you know, it was kind of a Hail Mary at the very last minute. We kind of went back to the original vibe and tempo of the song. But, you know, I remember Nick and I working on the track mostly. I think JT was working on some other stuff. So we quickly threw together this really fast demo of what this could become. Nick, but didn't even use an amp. It just, like, went straight into, you know, the preamp with his guitar after his pedal stuff, and came up with some kind of just random guitar stab. And, I don't know. We just kind of felt like we found the way to reinterpret that song. And then JT came in, like, the next day, tracked the vocal, and I think we released it, like, a week later. It was, like, It was a very fast turnaround. Yeah, so... This is one of those things, you know, the last minute ditch effort to do something, you know?
Yeah. Well, so, yeah. When things come together, you know, you just go with it. And it was, like I said, the first song on Real Emotion that I heard. And I was like, I want to play this on the show. And I sent you guys a message on Facebook and got in touch. And here we are talking a couple months later with the new album just coming out. So It all works.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I think let's listen to Laugh About It here on Drunken Lullabies. We'll be back in a few. That was Laugh About It by Paper Route. And if you guys are good, if you're good, behaved little drunkomaniacs, maybe you'll hear a little bit more from Paper Route before the end of the episode. But before that, Blake, you know what time it is?
Sponsor Spotlight!
Damn, son, where'd you find that distilled beer?
I'll be damned.
Where'd you find that?
Sponsor Spotlight!
Sponsor Spotlight!
Alright, it's time for the Sponsor Spotlight.
That got out of hand quickly.
And we are enjoying a wild sour.
You're a wild sour.
Your mom's a wild sour.
Yeah, she is.
She's a tart.
She's a naughty little wild sour.
And this is the this
spank
is,
you. Have you seen those new ads where the guy's spanking his food and it goes food you want to fork? Like how do
How do they get away with that ad?
The dude's like, you're eating his mac and cheese, and he's like, you're naughty or something else, and he's like,
another
guy like walks in, he's like at work, he's like, did you just spank your food? And he's like, yeah, and the guy goes, nice. And then it just cuts to, like, whatever the kind of food is, and it says, food you want to fork. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
How did they get away with this?
They have one where there's a young guy talking to a hot, like, some MILF. And then the dad walks in, and it's the same thing. It's like, food you want to fork. And he's like, oh, my gosh.
What the fuck? Like, how are they getting away with
this? Is this an Old Spice deodorant commercial? Because they're the only ones that make the really weird.
Yeah, or like the
out there.
I don't know, but it's making me want to eat this.
I shit my pants in the street.
Yeah. Amazing. And then Kmart went out of business. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Terrible marketing, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know who doesn't have terrible marketing? Distill Brewery.
My anus.
This is the Wild Sour Lindbrook.
That's
it
true.
Is the raspberry sour beer. A Berliner style Weiss. With raspberries added. It's unfiltered. It's spontaneously fermented, as always. And this one, it's only 4 IBUs and 3% by volume alcohol.
You're 3% by volume.
Yeah, that's true. I heard you 2.9.
Now,
classic.
Lindbrook is named after our founder's family farm. That would be the Potts. Potts
so, Lynn. And the brook she liked to go to on the farm.
Yeah, she would sit by the brook.
Yeah.
Lynn would always sit by the brook. She'd read that book. Down a rabbit hole.
And then the white rabbit came. The Easter Bunny, E.B. White.
E.B. White.
Easter Bunny White.
Sure.
See?
He's like, you like that story? I got a better one. It's about a fucking pig.
Yeah,
he's some pig.
And then he was like, you want some of this Templeton rye?
All right.
Full circle.
It's a wild Berliner style vice with raspberries added. The result is a refreshing fuchsia color beer.
Sour, right?
Loudmouth beer.
This is Matt's first time having a sour, and he's like, what the fuck?
This is blowing my mind.
Right now, his head is
shut up. It shut up Loudmouth.
It's like he's chewing on a sweet tart.
Loudmouth Matt doesn't even know what to say.
It has an aroma of raspberry lemon giving way to hints of brie. And reminiscent old barnyard funkiness.
You know what I'm saying?
And a flavor of subtle lemon and yogurt, supported by tart, like fresh cheese. Raspberries, underlying lactic sourness.
So creamy.
So, Drunkle, you said you've had some of these, but not this
no,
one.
No, it's the Cinco
Patrick.
I love it. I can't get enough of it. I want some.
I like it. I love it.
I want some more of it.
Seriously. Every Sunday.
Yeah,
Sour
I've seen
Sunday.
You.
Hashtag Sour Sunday.
Hashtag Sour Sunday.
Hey, let's start that.
I'm driving
Let's make
it. So I listen to Drunken Lullabies.
Yes.
And I drink sours.
There you go. And I saw the picture that you posted last week. It looked like she was making the can float in the air.
Yeah, her midichlorians are... They're getting up there.
Sour Sunday is followed by Massive Shit Monday.
It really is. But it's cool because it's on work time.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom.
Getting paid. There's nothing better than the GIF.
Paid to shit.
Some listeners are going to know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, just Google like Elmo getting paid to shit GIF. And it's awesome. Elmo's just sitting on the toilet, going back and forth. He's swinging back and forth on the toilet. It's how you feel when you're getting paid to shit.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a good one. It gives you that shock in the teeth. Yeah.
I feel like most people don't like sours like when they first try it. And this is my first one.
Yeah.
And I feel
you like it right away?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's how my dad was.
Yeah, because some people are not...
Like, at first, it kind of like shocked me. I was like, what is this? And then
come to the docks.
Yeah. And after a couple of sips, I'm like, oh, this is pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
There's hope for this.
It's like Fresca. It's not for everyone.
I fucking hate Fresca, though.
Really?
It's okay.
I've had it. I can't afford it. I drink pink and tap water, bitch.
That's right. I drink pink and tap water.
I drink cat and tap water.
Hey, Dustin.
Yeah?
I've been pretty good all show.
Yeah?
And I would really like to hear some more.
So from my interview with Paper Route?
Yeah.
Okay. Guess what? We talked beer.
Please.
And we haven't played that yet, so let's hear what the guys think about some of their favorite craft breweries that they have come across in their travels. And this is the final section of our interview with Paper Out here on Drunken Lullabies. All right, and we're still here with Chad and Nick from Paper Route, and it's time to talk beer. We are a beer podcast after all, and we enjoyed some music. Now let's talk beer. You guys are a touring band. You are getting ready to prepare for a new tour. In the past, you guys have opened for like Paramore, Passion Pit, Imagine Dragons, Amberlin, like some great bands you guys have been on the road with. And in fact, a friend of mine, Heather, who's sitting and listening to this show, she saw you guys open for Paramore. And I was like, I saw you like these guys on Facebook. We're doing an interview. She's like, oh, yeah, I saw them. They were great live. So I was like, sit and listen in. So, tell us.
Hi, Heather.
Hi. And so you guys have a new tour coming out, and do you have any, like, pit stops planned? Like, oh, we're going to this city. We got to hit this brewery. Do you guys do that, or do you just kind of, like, find a bottle shop nearby and pick things up as you go?
I'll take the well both. Yeah. Nick found a brewery in, what was it, like somewhere in Colorado last time, Nick? Yeah, we went to Great Divide.
Okay.
That was about
two and a half years ago. And at the time, I was a huge fan of the Titan IPA that they make.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to stop in. And they, just in case you're in that area or passing through, they are very generous with how they do their beer tour. Like, they're definitely going to want to arrange for, like, Uber or some kind of transportation because any time of day, that's going to be a very full glass that they're going to give you during that tour. And they have some big beers, but yeah, on the road, we've hit them up. Locally, Chad and I have hit up a bunch of the locals here, from Yazoo to Smith & Lentz.
Oh, yeah, Yazoo.
Yazoo.
I've been down to Nashville and brought some Yazoo back and had a buddy bring me some, you know, when he came up to visit.
Yeah.
So,
man, there's probably a
dozen breweries in Nashville now.
Harpeth, I've heard good things.
Yeah, we did our release party there.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my two favorite, I think, would be Black Abbey.
Oh, yes.
They have a POTUS 44, which is this amazing porter. And then Smith & Lentz is the new kid on the block, and their stuff is fantastic.
Okay.
Like, I think. And that's
you got to look for that.
I'm not sure if they're bottled yet, but not yet.
You guys been to Tailgate?
Actually, I feel like before we proceed on this, I need to mention that Chad is like the dark beer guy, and I'm like the hoppy IPA kind of guy.
Let's see, that's what I lean towards. I'm the hop head, and my co-host Blake, he likes, you know, the thicker and heavier the better. I can take it in small doses, but I prefer the hops and sours myself.
All right.
So,
Smith & Lentz has got a decent little IPA going, and if you haven't tried it, you should try the Yazoo Hop Perfect IPA, because they had a Hop Project series that they ran for a really long time. I think the first one I had was Hop Project 7, and they went through up to like 40-something revisions, and then they felt they had perfected their IPA and called it Hop Perfect. So next time you have something to Nashville, you need to get... Or if we're going to see you on tour, we can bring you some Hop Perfect.
Nice. Well, I know you guys are playing Chicago and St. Louis. Hopefully, I will be making it to the Firebird in St. Louis to see you guys play.
Awesome.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, please do.
We can meet up. I can bring some distill beers, which there are awesome sponsor. And are you guys sour fans at all? Have you dabbled
in sours, but I don't like the sours that kind of melt your teeth enamel.
Gotcha. No, I know what you're talking about.
but I love the concept and the profile of it and the aging that goes into it. It's a really interesting style.
Yeah, they took me 2 years to get into, but now I can't get enough of them. But awesome. So are there any breweries that are still on your checklist that you need to go and check out at some point in your life?
I mean, I would love to go. I don't even know if they're open, but we're both obsessed with Evil Twin.
Okay.
The challenge of this, Chad, is that he's a nomadic brewer, so...
Oh,
we're gonna have to go lucky to figure out.
We're nomadic musicians, so maybe our path will draw.
There you go. Well, yeah,
to work out.
I can't imagine what it would be like if I was in a touring band, because I plan road trips just around brewery visits. So if I was going all these big cities, we would have to have like days off in between every show because I would want to hit so many breweries. But
Absolutely.
I know you probably have some good ones in your future. How long is the tour going to be running for?
Yeah, 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah,
3 to 4 weeks.
And you can find.
We're calling it Route 1.
Route 1.
Because we're gonna do several routes of the really emotional tour.
Oh, okay.
And Route 1 has us going through about 17 cities, mostly on the East Coast.
Nice. And you can find those dates on.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going. Yeah, they can find those dates on the website, on your Facebook, and tickets available. I would say most of the shows probably are for sale now, and they're reasonable tickets. They're you guys are wanting people to come to the shows. It's not, you know, $60 tickets here. $20, you're in the door getting a great rock show. And
yeah,
buying a beer.
That's it.
That's Bunny's going to your beer farm.
Yeah, if anyone wants to bring up a great local beer, six pack, we'll be forever indebted to you.
Yeah, there you go.
Amen.
All right. Well,
yeah, we're gonna be in DC on election day. I'm just mentioning this because I think I'm gonna try to get Chad to come with me to go hit up one of the tap rooms for Dogfish Head. That's one of my original favorites.
Oh, okay.
Classic 60-minute, or maybe even 90-minute more, Nick.
To me, the 90-minute is the benchmark of a lot of IPAs. If you're going with like a, you know, not an insanely high, but around the 8 or 9% kind of like IPA, like the double IPA range, like I feel like that's the benchmark. I judge every big IPA by the 90-minute personally.
Yep, it's a good one.
What about you, Dustin? You're a hophead. I define them by this.
I'm from Illinois, so like a really good go-to for me is we got like the Alpha King from Three Floyds. Zombie Dust is a really good pale ale that has some amazing hop burps, which I factor that in. If I can taste a beer an hour after I drink it and it still tastes just as good, that gets an extra star in my opinion. But another good one, Revolution out of Chicago. They've got some great
Revolution.
Yeah, some great beers. Like I said, if you're going to be in Chicago, I could spend a whole hour naming amazing Chicago breweries. But one that I've had that I really liked that I can't get around here would be Heady Topper from Alchemist. Find yourself in the Northeast, definitely seek that out. You can only get it at the brewery or if you know a guy, that kind of thing. But those East Coast
breweries. What part of the Northeast?
Vermont. I mean, there's great other breweries up there that just make these super juicy, unfiltered IPAs that they look like orange juice, but they're so, so delicious. So I can just give you guys a list. Well, I'll give you like a...
Yeah, please do. We'll definitely go.
But I want to thank you guys for joining us on the show this week. Chad, Nick, do you have any other shout-outs, plugs that we can help you promote the new album? Which, like I said, I believe it's on vinyl or CD or digital download. So if you're an audiophile, it'll cost you a little bit more, but you get that nice... beautiful record, and you can watch it spin around and read the liner notes and take it to the old school.
Yep. Yeah. It's a double vinyl, so it's four sides. So, you know, to maintain the audio quality, we're not trying to cram everything on two sides. And, yeah, we're really proud of it. We've had good responses from the audiophile to listen to the vinyl. I think that the record plant that pressed it did a really nice job of transferring it.
Awesome.
So we're pretty proud of that, and but yeah, Real Emotion is out in all your favorite outlets, like you just mentioned, and we're on tour this fall, and we'll be on tour all next year. So we're doing East Coast and Midwest this fall, but early next year we'll be heading out west and everything in between. So we're definitely going to be with coming to everyone's neck of the woods in the
all
next
right.
year. So please. Follow us online.
Well, you heard it straight from them, Drunkamaniacs. You have no excuse to miss it. They're going to be there everywhere in the next year. So they're touring hard behind this amazing album. You already heard two songs off of it. You know I'm not bullshitting. So thank you again for joining us, Paper Route. Give JT some love, even though he doesn't drink the beer. We want to acknowledge he can enjoy his bourbon. We don't discriminate. All right, well, hopefully I'll see you guys in St. Right, Louis, and thanks again for joining us. We will see you next time.
All right, and I want to thank Nick and Chad from Paper Route for joining
thank
us
you
on the show.
Very much.
Nick the Dick.
Oh, I don't know about that.
That's what the ladies call him.
What the ladies? Unless he's married,
not because he's an asshole, but because, I mean, Dick's he pulls that thing out and it's like... Yep.
He's got a cock ring.
Yep.
All right, well...
Nick has a cock ring.
I guess that you can.
Sorry,
do a,
Nick.
You can do a follow up interview with them next time and
what is Scott Green?
Nick listened to this episode. He's like, yeah, that went well. If and then the last one finished, he's about to turn it off, and he's like, wait, what? Shit.
Well, this took an undecided turn.
They said right. I had a big dick with a cock ring. Well, damn it.
Like I said on the interview, check him out on Facebook. Look up the tour dates. Go see him. I'm hoping to catch him at the Firebird in St. Louis. Should be a good time. Who knows? Maybe we'll get to do a follow-up interview. I will not discuss penis length or any girthy.
I'll do that for you.
Girthness.
I'll send some written-down questions all about penises for you.
Okay.
Piercings and what-have-yous.
Yeah, yeah. I have a lot of penis
they
questions.
They call it Prince Albert.
Yep.
All right. So anyway, thanks again to Paper Up for joining us, being our band of the week.
Called Trifecta because he has a third nut.
We want to thank all the loyal Drunken Maniacs out there, including Hambone. Who gave us a
band with teeth.
And
just Hambone.
So even if you don't want to buy one of the t-shirts, we still love you.
Nope.
Keep listening to the show.
If you don't buy a t-shirt.
Tell your friends. That's the best way for the show to get out there. I've had a lot of feedback lately from listeners that just are randomly finding the show, which is great. So take it upon yourself to tell a friend who you think will enjoy the shenanigans. And who knows, it could become their new favorite show. And then you guys can talk about it.
Like the gospel.
Yeah.
And then instead of the 1 million we make a year, we'll make 2 million.
Sure.
Us.
Right.
I already quit my job expecting that will happen.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
I am out of money.
Yeah.
I have people after me for money. That's whenever that internet money starts rolling in, we're going to be good.
Okay.
Just keep telling yourself that.
That's what I told the creditors. Mm-hmm.
There's always money in the banana stand.
That's like, right.
Just remember that.
That's right.
Money
I burned it down to get the insurance money.
Yeah, that didn't work out well either,
shit.
Did it?
God damn it.
All right.
Spoiler alert, 15
and,
years late.
Got to enjoy some great IPAs on this episode.
I love
and
IPAs.
Next week, stay tuned. The IPA train is going to keep on rolling.
And are they good? So
and,
good.
And, yeah, we may be doing another on-the-road show.
On the road again?
That's all I'm going to say. But some good IPAs that are nice and juicy will be enjoyed again next week. So, Drunkle.
It was all the dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Get it, Juicy?
Yeah. Salt and pepper, limousine.
You all right there?
Sorry.
Okay.
My bad.
Drunkle, thank you for joining us.
No. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
No. Thank you for joining us.
No.
No, I insist. Thank you for
joining us. No insist needed.
Nope.
I outsist.
I oversist.
I undersist.
I ovarian
cyst. That's
what
you have down there?
I will pop your cyst.
Oof.
And suck the pus.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you for having me.
He wins.
I appreciate it.
Loudmouth Matt.
Yeah, loudmouth.
Thanks for flying. He flew in from LA, folks, just to be here.
It's impressive.
He got in on a red eye. We're doing the episode.
Yeah.
And he's leaving.
My flight's in like an hour.
You know, flights.
We don't validate or anything.
Right.
Like, there's no.
Yeah, sorry.
PJs sitting off front. Prep jet.
Yeah, and like
PJ
I told you, we pay
PJ
you for the
back.
Flight. Whenever all that money comes in,
we'll pay you back for that flight. We'll get you back.
That's on
I owe you.
Yes.
We'll do that.
It's
he owes you a big time.
It is. How's a paying sex?
Fizz. What's up with it, Vanilla Fizz?
Yes.
And
all of them are Fizz.
And Blake, thank you for hosting us in your love hole once again.
It's so cozy.
You're welcome.
Sticky.
It's humid, I know, but. It'll let you into rest.
To be expected.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, one final shout out to Mittens.
Mittens.
RIP Mittens.
RIP Mittens.
Rips Mitts.
Rips Mitts.
Rebos.
All right.
Hashtag Rip.
Well.
Hey, boom!
That is way too fucking loud. All right. Until next week, may your music be loud and may your beers
be loud.
Be cold. We will see you, Drunken Maniacs, in a week.
Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Dig it.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.